You're listening to SBS News.
When Sydney teenager Bassam Al-Zahiri arrived in Australia in August 2017 after fleeing Iraq, he found it difficult to talk about his experiences. Now, with other young refugees from Afghanistan and South Sudan, he's told his story of resettlement to politicians and others at Parliament House in Canberra.
Right now, I feel confident and I can tell my story. My father had been kidnapped 2 times and he was scared of what's going to happen to me, and that's why we left Iraq.
Bassam is part of a group called the Sydney Treehouse Theatre. He says he hoped the politicians enjoyed the show, which is called Suitcase Stories. Some of the other performers hope politicians learned a few lessons too. The family of 15-year-old Freshda Mirzai fled Afghanistan before she was born and arrived in Australia in 2014.
In Australia, there's a lot of refugee things going on. And I think it's really important that after we tell our stories, they take something from it. Maybe they help more with refugees. I would never imagine myself being at Parliament House. It's a big honour.
Freshda says being part of the show has helped her get through a tough time.
I've definitely gotten more confidence in my sleeping time. For Suitcase Stories, I had hard times sleeping.
The Sydney Treehouse Theatre Group began as a form of counselling and drama therapy mixed with English language practice. Co-founder, psychologist Catherine Maguire Donvito, says the children's development has been noticeable. Many of the children never talked about their experiences before joining. Ms. Maguire Donvito says scripting and rehearsing their stories has proved a creative way to help them recover.
We rehearse it again and again and again, and so it's kind of like a repeated exposure to the trauma. And each time they feel a little calmer and a little more comfortable with telling their story, because in the past they thought, oh, if I even think about these things, there's going to be disaster. That sort of level of fear that they had, that they experienced during the initial trauma, is still there because it's unprocessed. And so by us putting it into a coherent narrative for them, it helps them recover.
The performance came during a week when debate about border security again dominated federal parliament, sparked by a bill to make it easier for asylum seekers in offshore detention to receive medical treatment in Australia. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.